Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Okay, welcome to New Life Live. Larry Sonnenberg sitting in with for Steve, and I sitting in between Dr. Alice Benton.
Hello.
Hi, good to be with you.
You too.
And Chris Williams. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, good to be here with you guys, as always.
Yeah, it's a good team. I want to take a couple minutes here at the top, and I did this yesterday. I want to do it again. I want to promote this movie called Beautifully Broken. It's coming out a week from tomorrow, the 24th of August. It is a movie that we are affiliated with in the sense that our phone number will go up on the credits at the end of the program, 1-800-HELP-FOR-ME. And people who have suffered from abuse or trauma will be encouraged to call, because this movie is about a little girl that has a very traumatic experience. She hides it. She buries it inside. And her life kind of tanks. And her life intersects then with the refugee family from Rwanda that escaped. This is a true story, by the way. Escaped the ethnic cleansing some years ago. And it's just how this little girl's life and these lives intersect, and how these families come together on some things. I just can't encourage you enough to go see it, especially go see it the first opening weekend. That makes a difference culturally in trying to encourage theaters and the movie to stay on and keep going. And it's a movie that has a story that is impactful, and it's a movie that is a New Life movie, because it talks about what we deal with. We deal with people that stuff things and never reveal them.
And one of the things that movies and art and music can help us do is be a voice for us where we can't find it.
Yeah.
And it can unlock things that show us places where we need healing and help, and the possibility of that. And the fact that this movie is tying in a direct solution into a network of counselors who can heal, who can transform that pain through the work of Christ, and is fantastic.
And it being a true story, I want to commend the father of the girl in the movie that suffered all this pain and made life miserable for their family for a season. Because he produced the movie. He's the one that stepped forward to finance to produce the movie. And he sees that their pain can make a difference in the lives of other people. And I just want to commend him for that and thank him for that.
And most of us don't know how to heal. We think, leave the past in the past, don't talk about it, just soldier on forward is the way to do it. That culturally, that's what we're taught. And so to get to find out through the format of a movie that unburdening ourselves of the secrets, revealing what we've been withholding all these years, is the way to healing and freedom.
Yeah, people find shame in things they shouldn't find shame in. So anyway, that's what's coming up. I also want to say, if you'll make a gift this month, we'll send you a copy of the book in the Arterburn Wellness series that Steve and one of our network therapists, Pat Coleman, did. It's called Loving and Understanding a Person with Narcissism or Narcissistic Personality Disorder. And narcissism is a big topic these days. And a lot of people have that experience that they're dealing with somebody in their life narcissistic, this book will help you. And that's for a one-time gift, any amount, we'll send that to you to say thank you. If you can join Club New Life, that's making a commitment $30 or more every month, please call us at 800-NEW-LIFE. The people on the phones will tell you all the benefits of that, and there's some great benefits. But if we can get that club growing as we have, we need 6 people a day to sign up. We haven't met that in August, so if you could be one of 8 or 10 people today to do that, that would be fabulous. And I want to call out KKLA listeners You guys are not responding nearly as much as the other listeners in our market.
Come on, so LA.
This is our home market. Yeah. Please stop driving that car and get on the phone and help us out. So we'll be back right after this to take your calls. So thanks for listening.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We are going to go right to the phones. We are going to talk to Cindy. Cindy is a WAVA listener in Washington, D.C., and it says she is a Club New Life member, for which you're my favorite caller of the day. Thank you, Cindy.
Oh, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How can we help you?
Okay. It's great. Thank you for taking my call. I'm actually calling for a friend of mine who is in our small group at church. She has been married for about 16 years and separated about a year and a half now. Her husband abused her for many years, physically and emotionally, and she has two preteen boys with special needs. I guess we've just been trying to help her, and I've been trying to use what I've learned from New Life through the years, but recently she became pregnant by her husband, so I guess it's not a very clearly delineated separation. And so, you can understand she's hesitant he wants her to be, come back, but she's not sure because he did physically abuse her about a year ago. So I just wanted to try to get some help for her.
Cindy, I think it all depends on what her husband has been doing in this year and a half to work on himself and to prove to her that he's willing to change and willing to get the assistance to do that. That, I think, is where the answer to the question lies. It also depends on whether or not she's requested or required work from him on his character.
Yes. That makes sense to me.
Do you know if he's done any work?
She said that I think it was that last incident of violence. They had some counseling, and she said he was arrested, and so he had an anger management class. And I probably have that out of order because the anger management class was in 2011, so obviously it didn't help
didn't
the problem.
Take.
So as far as I know, he hasn't done anything else.
Cindy, your friend... what really actually concerns me is that she's been sexually active with a man that she's been separated from. And so in his problem, we're talking about 2011, now it's 2018, we're talking 7 years later, his problem has persisted, nothing has worked, and yet she is still putting herself in close proximity to the danger that he poses. It tells me that your friend really, really struggles with her own identity, with her own value, and her own ability to set really strong, firm boundaries around safety.
Mm-hmm.
And so she can't control what her husband does or doesn't do. But
she says sorry for breaking in.
No, go for
it. Part of the reason she's torn is she says he's wonderful with her sons, and her sons have special needs, and I asked her, but she says there's no violence against them. But I'm just telling you, this is part of her reason she's torn.
Well, and that speaks exactly to my point, is that good husbands make good fathers. You know, but if your sons, your kids are seeing him mistreat you, that is an impact.
Right.
That is part of his, right. a huge part of his fathering. You know, and so for her, again, I believe that she needs to do some good, strong, serious work on setting strong boundaries, on being assertive, on really making it clear to him what she's willing to put up with, what she's willing not to put up, and with what she needs. And there is no compromise in this until he does the work that he needs to do. If he really desires to get back together with her, she needs to be clear with him about exactly what she needs and what she will not put up with.
Right.
Cindy, I think there are two ways you can enact what Chris is describing to you. One is giving her a lot of empathy and love, because what a tough position your friend is in, and what a strong draw, of course, to get back together with her husband despite a lack of progress in his own treatment. So I bet your group does that well. Continue to just bathe her in love and support. But then also, please encourage her to require individual therapy of him and to cease any sexual intimacy with him until she begins to see proof of ongoing treatment and change. And then you have to give her the freedom to make, of course, make her own choice in this. But I think those are two of the best right. ways you can put into practice what Chris is describing here.
And I would just add up.
Yeah, she says they go to counseling. They have been to marriage counseling, but he travels a lot with his business, and so, you know, it can't be regular. I know that's an excuse, but that's just what she had told me.
Well, and as a friend, I would encourage her to get into therapy. There's something inside of her that keeps placing herself mm-hmm. in dangerous situations. She will continue to do that unless she understands what that is and corrects it.
And two signs she can look for in him of whether or not he's changing. Well, I guess I'd say three, because one is, of course, not doing that abusive behavior anymore. But the other two are taking responsibility for his actions and not blaming her. Yeah, I got loud. I got rough with you because of how you were acting. That kind of blaming is such a sign of lack of progress in treatment. And then empathy for the way his behavior has affected her and the kids. Those are two good signs that he may be making progress in the treatment. But if he's not showing that, oh, there's such warning signs if there's an absence of those.
And if there is any chance that they would come to an intimacy and marriage workshop in Dallas September 21st, it could be a game changer for them. It's just something to consider.
Thank you for being a good friend to her, Cindy.
Yeah.
We respect what you're doing.
Yeah. What should we send Cindy in way of a book?
I think Take Your Life Back.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Cindy, we're going to send Take Your Life Back. I think it'd be really helpful for your friend. And again, I just want to thank you so much for being a member of Club New Life. It is hugely helpful to us.
Okay. Let's see. I want to go take the call from, where is it? Ray from Madison, Wisconsin, on line 7. Hello, Ray. How can we help you?
Hi. I was wondering, the question that I have, I had heard you talking with someone earlier, and so the question that I have is, I have a 26-year-old son who lives in Michigan, and we're in Wisconsin, and he's been through his adolescent years, he dabbled into, taking, smoking pot and stuff like that, and then him and his dad have had a rough relationship, but he had moved past it. He graduated from high school, and since he's been 18, he's been on his own working in Michigan in a family business and doing well. But he does make poor choices, and he's gotten let go a couple times, and he's, found work. We were having a relationship with him. My husband and I were having a relationship with him up until before Mother's Day. Then something was said, between my husband and him. And I haven't heard from him since. And I keep reaching out to him in phone calls and leaving messages and text messages, but he doesn't respond back. I guess the question is, a mother, I pray for him daily for him to come to know the Lord and walk closer with him. But also, just how much do they continuing to text him and reaching out to him when I don't get any response back?
I have a quick question before you guys jump in. You mentioned that he and his dad had a rough patch, but they got through it. Well, can you? I always wonder about the father-son thing is a big deal.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering how they
got
through it.
And it is a major thing because I think he doesn't live up. I think for my husband-wise, my son doesn't live up to the expectations that he would hope that he would have for him, and stuff like that. So,
Ray,
I'm sorry.
Do you think your husband has ever been verbally abusive to your son? Does he cross a line in the way he expresses that disappointment in his son?
There had been and stuff like that. And I think a lot of my husband's frustration came from when, we were going through those rough teen years. My son would be so disrespectful to me and talk negatively to me that it just hurt my husband. He was trying to do everything he could to do that. We wound up even sending him out to a Christian place in a different state in order for him to, because we were assuming he was taking drugs, but we didn't know what, and he was there for about 4 months during his that adolescent period, and he came back and was doing great. And then, Matt started falling into the depression and stuff like that. So back into what he was doing before. And it was hard. Literally, I said, he barely made high school through the skin of his teeth. And he still, and as 26-year-old, we were 26-year-old, I would be making more, better decisions than he was with.
Ray, let me jump in here. The expectations for your son to be something that he is not over a long period of time create so much pain that eventually he's just going to tap out. And that's just that now he can tap out through marijuana, through moving away, through a lot of different things. But eventually he's just going to tap out through stopping communication. Every single person on planet Earth has a pain threshold. And when we exceed beyond that pain threshold, we're going to tap out in one way or another. And so if he feels like there is a hook at the end of the communication, and the hook being an expectation that he needs to do more or different or there's a disappointment, eventually, he's just going to, and I'm not saying – the other thing I'm not saying is that disappointment isn't inside of himself either, and you can't do anything about that. But I think that it really does come down to accepting him for who he is – and not expecting him to be something he's not.
And I do that. It's just, it's my husband that has, Well, I would say that he's probably the one that hasn't, because when they had the altercation last time, I said, all you have to do is pick up the phone and say, let's work it through.
And here's the thing, is that you and your husband come as a package deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know we do.
Okay, so here's the deal. This is not a mother-son issue. This is a marital issue. You and your husband are not on the same page. And there might be some underlying frustration between the both of you that I think the best thing you can do for your son right now is work on the marriage. Is get into some marital counseling.
Ray, have you been able to be strong with your husband of expressing your opinion of how he treats your son and standing up for your son with your husband, to your husband?
Sometimes and other times, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if your son may not feel safe with you either. Not that you're the one expressing such disappointment in your son. It sounds like you do try to build him up. But perhaps that you have tolerated the way your husband has spoken to him. And you gave a tentative answer that, yes, it has been abusive. You do believe it's crossed that line into abuse. So you asked that initial question, how long should I keep reaching out to my son? I don't think you should ever give up in reaching out to your son. But if you're able to reach out to him in two different ways, one, continuing to build him up, which it sounds like you do, but two, taking as much responsibility as you can for perhaps tolerance or lack of action on your part. Even though your husband's behavior is out of your control, if you can admit to anything of, I haven't been strong enough, or I haven't supported you enough, whatever responsibility you can take, I believe would be helpful in the long run with your son.
Well, I hope that has helped you, Ray. What should we send Ray in terms of a book? And I hope that you will seek getting the counseling that you and your husband together should need, and that kind of help.
And something along the lines of changes that heal.
Well, that's a good idea.
Because he hasn't gone through those developmental processes of maturity.
Okay, let's send changes that heal to you. Thank you for your call. Thank you, everybody who is supporting New Life. I want to mention, we have a featured product each month, and this month the featured product, if you go to newlife.com in our bookstore, is 7 Ways to Choose Healing, 7 Practical Steps to Healing, and it's by Steve Arterburn. We'll be back right after this.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, and it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 21st to the 23rd.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I've ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh, and if you're battling drug or alcohol addiction, New Life can help connect you to the treatment you need. And if someone you care about is refusing help, you can get help with an intervention. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that's 639-5433, to find out more about treatment and interventions. And if you aren't receiving the free New Life Daily Devotional, you're missing out. We mail it to you early in the morning, so anytime during the day you need a moment to reset and refocus on God's truth, right at your fingertips. There's a sign-up link at the bottom of the homepage at newlife.com to get you started. Larry?
Thank you, Terry. And that reminds me, New Life has an app. And if you are not, you don't access the app, there's some good stuff on it. And one of the real good things about it is you can listen to the program each day on our app. So you don't have to be near the radio. You can be in a different city, wherever you are, and you can hear it on the app. Go to the App Store and search New Life Ministries. And look for the little green tree with the brain in the middle, and you'll find our New Life app. Okay, let's talk to Barbara Ann on line 2 from Syracuse, New York. Hi, Barbara Ann. How can we help you today?
Well, I've kind of had a weird life. I'll put it in a nutshell because I know a lot of people need help. And my mom had shock treatment. And then 3 months along, she found out she was pregnant. So that was the start of everything. I had a bad marriage to my first husband. It was very abusive. Our daughter saw it. I went home. I was 30 years old. My father tried choking me. Oh. He's never said he's sorry. He's 81. I met a new man. He died 3 years ago. He had 23 years of happy marriage. I recently had to file a PSA against the daughter from my first marriage for elder abuse. So she can't see me for 3 years. The daughter from my second marriage is starting up, not elder abuse, but she's just disrespectful. And I'm slowly moving to a new city just to get away from it. She don't know it yet.
Okay, so Barbara Ann, you've had a really tough life. What's the question you would have for
us? Plus, I have stage 4 terminal bone cancer, and I'm dying.
Oh, boy. So your question.
Yeah. I don't want to make peace before I die.
You want to make peace. What does making peace mean to you? What are you looking for when you say making peace? Let me ask you another question.
Coming to terms with what happened to me.
Do you have peace in your heart that you know where you will be when you die? That you have a relationship with Jesus Christ?
I have a husband who's waiting for me.
Okay.
He was an ex-Navy SEAL. He's waiting for me.
Barbara, you're asking such a brave question, and I want to acknowledge all the pain and the loss that you've been through that is ongoing. So how disturbing to think about passing without having peace in some of these relationships and being disconnected from your own daughters. So your willingness to look back on your life and figure out what can you do in the time that remains to be able to leave with a little bit more peace. I want to direct you right to one of our resources, which is Healing is a Choice. Because you do have the choice, even if the time is limited, to do work on yourself and to look at where do you have influence and power in your life that you can take some steps to at least offer healing to some of the people in your life. And I understand for safety, you might even need to keep a distance from your daughter. But there are steps that you can take, and it will be looking back at your life, doing a self-evaluation, and it helps to do this with a therapist, telling your story, grieving your losses, and then looking at action steps you can take to follow what the Bible tells us to do about confessing, about making amends, if and where it is possible. What do you think about entering into that kind of healing process and taking a look back at your life with a professional?
My doctor wants me to do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about it, but I had a lot to get over. My 81-year-old father has basically made me an orphan because he thinks his granddaughter is Joan of Arc.
So, Barbara, let me step in with a question here. Are you afraid to step into that process of therapy, of looking back on your life and figuring out what you can do?
A little bit, yeah.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I would be terrified if I were you, because these are such painful things, and you've only told us parts of your life. The process is difficult. It definitely is. But it's choosing a healing pain, Barbara Ann, that can bring peace to you and can be an example to your daughters that are struggling with their own pain and their own confusion in their lives as well. It will take courage, but God will be with you in this process. You will find freedom, and you'll give an example to your daughter.
And at the same time,
I'm in the process of moving into a veteran's home, and my youngest daughter doesn't know it yet. I'm just going to go.
Okay.
Because I can't take.
And Barbara, really quickly, you have a lot of anger and a lot of hurt, and for really good reason. And because I'm short on time, I'm going to tell you something really important. The only way is the way of Jesus, which is the way of forgiveness. What's happened to you is not fair, it's not right, it will never be corrected on this side. But Jesus is with you to walk you through the places of forgiveness, to let everyone off the hook, but mostly for you to experience the loving embrace that when you finally go home to him, it'll feel natural.
We'll be right back. Another comment about this.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. I'm just finishing up on Barbara Ann's call. We were talking here, Barbara Ann, and one of the things we wanted to say to you, and Chris and Alice were just right on every step they say. But before I forget, we're going to send you Healing as a Choice and Forgiving What You'll Never Forget, because forgiveness is a real big deal, and I think there's something in that book that's going to speak to you and help you get to that point of forgiving all of the things that happened in your life that you didn't have reason for you or shouldn't have happened to you. But the thing we wanted to say is don't think that peace is going to be, peace is dependent upon you. It's not dependent upon what somebody else does or doesn't do. You can reach out to somebody. You can offer the olive branch. You can offer forgiveness. You can try to speak in kind ways and ask somebody to please come and, you know, engage again with you, but they may choose not to. And so you don't think that your peace is going to depend upon somebody else's reaction to what you do as much as that's what you're wanting to have happen.
One last thing on my part, Barbara Ann, because my heart just aches for your loneliness in what you're going through, and that maybe nobody even knows that you have cancer and it's terminal. So please don't go this alone. It may be that the family that's around you as you're in these final times is a spiritual family, are people that you allow into your life, because if you'll open up to it, God will show you good people who can come alongside you. We can help you with our network of counselors as well. We could help find a therapist in your area for you, but don't do this alone.
Okay. Well, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Meg on line one from Bozeman, Montana, listens on Sirius XM. Hello, Meg. How can we help you?
Hi there.
Hi. What's going on?
Hi, everybody. Really love listening to your program. So I've gotten some books from you guys, and in a couple of them I've read about people who do, like, life-risking behaviors, like not sexual or drugs or alcohol, just, like, swimming where a shark could get you, flying planes, jumping out of them, bullfighting school, things that involve necessary risk. And one of my daughters and I both are like this. And I'm wanting to understand more about us and then thinking that understanding more about us might help. In some ways, we have a really close relationship. In other ways, we have a... she holds a lot of hurts from the past. So, insight, please, from you would be stunning.
Meg, you're driven by intensity.
Adrenaline junkie.
Yeah, and I intentionally use the word intensity because an intense brain is a very anxious brain. And I'm wondering what happens is underneath that is there's a sense of discontent or even loneliness or emptiness, and in that we look to fill that through intense experiences. And I'm just wondering, how dissatisfied are you?
I don't think I'm very dissatisfied.
Okay.
Except for, you know, personal hurt through my life. But the rest of my life is fantastic, actually.
Okay. I'm sorry to chuckle here.
Except for hurt relationships.
Meg.
You know, that everybody has.
Okay. You're doing it right here. All right, Meg. Here's your moment of insight. Nothing is more painful in life than relational hurt. It's the deepest hurt.
Right.
God designed us this way. But that hurt that happened to you was outside of your control. And so you developed defense mechanisms for that. And you developed the most common defense mechanism, which is minimization. And then rationalization. It's not that big of a deal. And everyone has it. But it doesn't change.
But we do.
You're right. We do.
I'm not minimizing it. I can say it's devastatingly painful, but...
Pause it right there. Yeah. Pause it right there. Pause it right there.
You know, I can't change the past.
You can't. But you can change the hurt from the past.
Meg, do you and your daughter avoid talking about that hurt from the past?
We talk about it more than I... do with my other daughter. She and I talk pretty well. I'd say we talk pretty well about it.
Okay.
It doesn't resolve anything, though. I think we talk well, and then she's still upset with me for like 20 years.
So the hurt is with your daughter.
So I think we're talking well, but evidently we're not, because it doesn't resolve anything.
Well, let me just go back to the intensity piece. The traumatized brain happens in our lower part of our survival brain, and I don't want to get too deep into the minutiae here, but that brain is fast and furious. It operates at 4,000 times the speed that the higher rational brain, the good thinking brain, happens. And that's where people who are traumatized will seek intense experiences as a way to connect or be fulfilled. And that could be, you know, like we're saying, adrenaline type of things. It could be risky sexual behavior. It could be drugs. It could be alcohol. It could be a lot of different things. But the key here is that to engage in a process where you can heal some of those hurts and wounds from your past. And what that will allow you to do is slow down and engage and find fulfillment in the life that's all around you.
What's going to allow that? The phone was breaking up. Sorry.
It's getting into your own healing process with a counselor to do some trauma healing in your life.
And take the risk of inviting your daughter in with you. It strikes me, Meg, that you call and you say, we talk about the problems, but it doesn't help. Talking doesn't help. And you're calling our talk radio show. And of course, our belief is the right kind of talking about these problems does help. But most of us need guidance from a professional to be able to walk into the hurt from the past in the right way that will bring healing.
That sounds good.
What are you feeling right now, Meg? Yeah.
It's scary, isn't it?
Well, I feel sad. Well, for me, but I'm 64. She's 32. And I don't want her to live her young life hurt. I want to help when I, in whatever way I can. And I thought this common thread that we had might be a, understanding this common thread that we have might be a way in to the door of her heart to help us understand what's going on. And
Meg, I do think you can help your daughter. And I appreciate your perspective that you don't want her to live with the same kind of pain for all the years that you have lived with it. So invite your daughter and perhaps both of your daughters to take a different kind of risk with you. Invite them into family therapy so that you can dig deep with the help of a professional and find out why this pain has continued for all these years and what to do about that to change.
I did call a counselor, a Christian counselor in Montana. They're hours away from me, but she never got back to me. So
don't give up, Meg. Don't give up there. Don't give up there. Keep calling. Help us give you names and numbers of counselors because we can help with that. And invite your daughters, but whether or not they come, be the model for them. Your behavior may influence them more than your words.
And ask the call screener when we send you back to her to connect you with somebody who could look to see if we have a counselor in that area in Bozeman that could be of help to you. We're going to send you the book, Take Your Life Back, and hope that that helps you. I think it will. And we're sorry for the pain, but I think Alice and Chris are right on in the getting some help, getting some professional help with your daughters, and not just depending upon a bonding experience of doing something risky that's going to make all the difference mm-hmm. in the world. Okay, I want to just remind folks... Every Man's Battle, September 7th in Houston, Texas. Guys, this is a workshop for you, and it's a no-shame zone. Men come that don't want to be there, and they walk away, and they wish they could have another week of it. It's just an amazing workshop. Chris, you've worked that. What would you say to guys who are thinking maybe they should go, but they're afraid to go?
I would say 20 seconds of courage, to quote a movie, will change your life. Pick up the phone, call. You don't have to live in secrecy, shame, anxiety, depression, and brokenness.
Okay.
And there's a way out.
Can I add, it'll change your kids' lives too.
Amen.
Whoa.
Yep.
Great
Do it
point.
For the kids.
Good. Great
Alice.
Point. And your wife in a lot of ways. But anyway, September the 7th in Houston. First time in Houston. We want to make sure we can go back. So let's get a good attendance there. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Steve Arterman from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We're in our final segment here today. We want to go and we want to talk to Ann. Ann's on line 8, and she's a WAVA listener, Washington, D.C. Hi, Ann. How can we help you today?
Yes. I'm calling because, and I'll be brief as I possibly can. I'm calling. My 20-year-old daughter does not know who her father is as far as remembering him. We were together for over 13 years and went through a divorce because of infidelity and just a lot of issues in that area. I didn't realize that she did not know who he was until she got into her first year of college. She kind of had, of course, with all the stressors of college, she sort of had a breakdown. And at that point, she exhibited what seemed to be multiple personalities, i.e. that she reverted back to like a little girl. The little girl seems to know who her dad is, even including a nickname that she would call him. But her young adult, she does not know who he is. He's come around. In fact, last week, a couple weeks ago, he came to pick up our son who's considering staying with his dad. And she didn't know who he was. So my question is, I guess, with that type of trauma, what does therapy look like? Because I heard the young man talk about integration of personality, i.e. the hurting child, the young girl. So this happened to her when she was about 10 years old. So, and as far as the divorce, I guess that's my question. Like, what does therapy look like? Where do we even begin? She's due to have some surgery this month, but after that I'm definitely looking at going further with this, but I want the right kind of counseling because people can be spooky when it comes to certain types of trauma.
Well, and when we go through trauma and it's and loss and it's more than we can bear at the time, there's a survival skill that's sort of designed into us, which is we escape, we dissociate. That's the clinical term for it. And part of us is not present for that trauma. And it's a way to survive what's not survivable, emotionally speaking. So that when you talk about different parts of your daughter has recognition of her father, but another piece doesn't, it's not actually that uncommon to have split parts of ourselves. Sometimes it's identified as different personalities. And sometimes it's just wounded parts of ourselves that we have pushed off to the side because the pain is too great. One form of therapy that treats this is EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And what it does is it creates a safe enough environment and allowing that wounded brain to be the guide in the therapy. It allows the brain to process these different memories of the loss or the trauma that the whole brain in its entirety has not been able to recognize because it was too painful.
Yeah, that's really good. And I have a completely different question for you. Are you there, Ann? I think she may be off the air.
Go ahead and speak to her.
I'm sorry. Yeah, there.
Ann, how did your father hurt you?
Well, it's not myself. I do have some issues with my dad, but I've sort of worked through them. But this is for my daughter.
No, I understand. I understand. And you carry a tremendous amount of hurt and pain and anxiety around your daughter's relationship with her father, contributing to what you think is the, you know, what's going on with the dissociative identity disorder, that, you know, that split personality thing. But I'm hearing so much in your voice. I'm hearing so much in your own anxiety, that there is a lot of pain and fear that you're holding inside of yourself.
Not so much fear, because God didn't give me the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
You're very perceptive, which is true. You know, my dad definitely, we did have a whole horrible relationship, and that my father has like eight children by four different women, and he just didn't parent. I understand that hurting people do hurting things, mm-hmm. and I've done a lot of work in relationship to that. But the issue, so I've resolved some things with my dad. My dad, everything in life is cyclic, and I believe that, my dad's own pain was, that's why he parented.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me jump in. I'm so sorry to do this, Anne. We're just short on time. But in part of breaking those cycles is continuing to get into our own healing process. So what I want to encourage you to do is, I know you are right on with the right scriptures, and you're on with the right perspective, but there is still, again, that hurt that you're carrying on inside of you. I want you to actually show your daughter, by what you do, of how to get into therapy and how to work through these old wounds. Much like Alice said, you know, there's some really good EMDR work that you can do there, but there's also good trauma work that you can do in there. There's great, great resources. New Life is connected to some phenomenal trauma therapists in that Washington, D.C. area.
We were just speaking of one a while ago.
Yeah. And so get into your own process and invite your daughter into that healing process. You lead the way for her.
And I want you to hold on, because we want the call screener to transfer you over to somebody who can help you find a counselor in your area. Like Chris was saying, we have some phenomenal counselors in our network, and we know of some personally right there in Washington, D.C. And for your work and for the EMDR work, I think both things are absolutely perfect solutions or perfect direction. But what book should we send to Anne?
I think we sent out before Healing as a Choice, and I think that would be a great starting point for Anne and her daughter.
Okay.
Good suggestion.
We'll do that. You know, Chris, would you talk to that psalm again that you talked about a little bit ago? Do you have that handy?
Yeah, a couple of days ago I shared that Psalm 139, the psalm from David, is so powerful because we lose our way. If you're like me, you almost lose it on a daily basis. But a lot of times what we are looking for and what we need is an assurance and a comfort. And David leads us into that with this great, powerful psalm. And I'm sorry, I pulled up wrong one. but basically what he's saying is that in Psalm 139, David is telling us, and speaking back to God, that wherever I go, you are with me. You would knit me together in my mother's womb. You are with me. You are before me and behind me. And one of the lines I want to lead us out with today is that he says to God, your hand is upon me. You see me. You know me. And if we couple that with the truth and grace that God's not offended by us, he may be concerned or heartbroken over our behavior, but with us, his hand is upon us. He's leading us in his grace. He's leading us in his healing, and we are not alone.
And there's no reason to carry shame.
None whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. We love what we do here at New Life. We do what we do because we think God wants something better for you, and we think that it's in store. And one of you mentioned earlier, you're not going to just think and pray your way out of something you behaved your way into. You've got to take some steps.
Mm-hmm.
And the first step might be calling 800-NEW-LIFE, sharing what you're dealing with, and let us find the resource to help you. Doesn't matter what your issue is, give us a call. Thank you for listening. We love what we do. We love you. And listen again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.